Welcome to the 612 podcast. I'm Jonathan Stiano, consultant plastic surgeon, and I'm going to talk about how you can make your private practice run like a business rather than just a job. I'm going to talk about putting in systems and processes into your practice so that you can deliver a consistently excellent service and level of care to your patients. I'm not talking about the clinical care that you deliver, I'm talking about everything else. Every week at 6:12, I'll be on the club Facebook page with a live broadcast where I'll be giving tips and advice, and I'll run on to this podcast, which will be published every Friday. So here goes for today's episode. This is episode 170, and I am live on location because I'm in London at a conference. It's the Plastic Surgery Conference at the moment in London, and the message today is along the lines of leveraging your time. So we've all got a certain amount of time to do things, and we need to leverage. There's two things you can leverage: time and people. And in terms of leveraging your time, you need to spend your time doing the things that are going to have the biggest effect on whatever it is you're trying to change. And it's interesting to me to be at this conference because I'm seeing a lot of talks today, interesting talks about plastic surgery, about techniques, debates about how to do things, about where to place scars, how to mark patients, nuances on how to get a slightly better line of the scar and how to get a better result with a bit of skin tightening here or there. And the differences in the results that you can see are all nuances, to be honest with you. They're not kind of dramatic, and the speakers themselves admit that you can get similar results doing other techniques and putting different scar placements. There's pros and cons of the different scar placements. So it's, you're not really going to get anything that's black and white. Goodness sake, if you do this, you're going to get a much better result. You don't really get that. They're just kind of suggestions for things that could potentially make things different. And in certain circumstances, it might be marginally better than the other way of doing it. And I don't want to blow my own trumpet. I'm giving a talk tomorrow at the BARP support meeting on inquiry handling. And I think if you start talking about stuff like that, there are things that you might take away that will immediately have an effect on your patient's experience. And that will have an effect on the service you're giving, and that will have an effect on your private practice immediately. It's not even a nuance. Broadly speaking, I'm going to be talking about providing information to patients so that you can have a reason to get their email address when they phone up and inquire, so that then you have information to send them, and following up on patients once they've inquired. Pretty basic things, but things that I know that no one is doing. I know because I've mystery shopped, so I know that they're not doing it at the moment. And that is not a nuance. It's not, I'm not saying, well, you could do it the other way and it might be just as good. I know that it will not be just as good. I know if you get off the phone without that person's email address, the likelihood of them becoming a patient is significantly less than if you have their email address that you can then communicate them and give them a reason to choose you and send them relevant and helpful information. It's not like, well, you can do it either way. It's like there is no question about how to handle inquiry. I'm doing another talk on Saturday about maximizing your practice, where I'm going to be talking about hospitality and how you can deliver more service to your patients. And again, they're not like, well, you could get just as good a result without doing it. It is a definite fact that if you make your patients feel looked after, and the meetings at the Savoy Hotel, the dinners at the Savoy Hotel tonight, if you look at hospitality industry, if you look at hotel industry, there are things we can take away from those industries to give a better service to our patients. And there is no question that if we work on that, and if we think about how we can give a better service to our patients and make them easier for them to contact us, making them easier for them to engage with us, and for us to show gratitude and for us to show that we care, there is no question that that is going to be better. It's not like, well, you could do it this way or that way, and some people have written a paper that suggested that, not showing gratitude and not caring is equally as good as showing gratitude and caring. There is no black and white, no nuance. If you want to spend your time making your practice better, these are the things you should be doing. I'm not saying you shouldn't be thinking about scar placement and power and, you know, energy assisted liposuction and all the things they're talking about, which might have a nuance. But I'm just saying, if you've got a limited time, the important things are to look into your practice, to look at how you're dealing with your patients, how you're engaging with your patients. And that is really the things that are going to make a difference. So come to my talks, basically. But I really strongly believe that we should be talking about this stuff more. And I'm very pleased that they've asked me to talk. And I'm looking forward to doing that. And maybe things will come out of the meeting up and coming with other people talking about business and practice management and practice support, as we've got now dedicated sessions to that at the BARTS meeting, which is great. So I might take away some things and talk about that next week, same time, same place. This will be delayed, putting on the podcast, because I'm not at home and I need my computer and stuff. So I'll do it next week. I'll put it on the podcast on MYOB app. So anyway, back to, probably back at base next Thursday. So I'll see you then.